This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, May 11th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Food closures, a sign of emissions leaving state. Water Board's ag member under fire. Western Growers invests in ag tech hub, and the Senate Ag turns to fertilizer prices. The closure of Del Monte's Modesto and Houston canneries is becoming a fresh talking point in the debate over whether California's climate policies are pushing food processing and the emissions tied to it out of the state. Michael Baccadoro, the executive director of the Agriculture Energy Consumers Association, told lawmakers during a Senate Budget Subcommittee hearing last week that the California Air Resources Board is trying to balance affordability and emission reductions in its proposed cap and invest amendment. But talk is easy, action difficult, warned Baccadoro. He pointed to the Del Monte closure as well as La Prina Foods recently shuttering its 115-year-old Limor East plant as signs that California risk shifting production, jobs, and emissions elsewhere. The Legislative Analyst Office warned lawmakers that CARB's proposed cap and invest rules could cut revenues to about $2 billion a year, roughly half the level of recent years. The dwindling greenhouse gas reduction fund combined with a new tier system means climate smart ag giants would not get any of the funding. Brian Shelby, policy director at the California Climate and Agriculture Network, called the proposal a betrayal, saying his group backed last year's reauthorization because farmers need climate investments to reduce fossil fuel reliance. This is a capitulate and defund proposal, said Shelby, arguing it subsidizes oil companies. He added that 70% of farmers cannot afford fertilizer right now. State Water Board member Doreen DeAdamo faced scrutiny last week over the pace of California's efforts to deliver safe drinking water to hundreds of thousands of residents as senators weighed her reappointment to the board. DeAdamo, Merced County almond farmer, told senators the board has helped cut the number of Californians without access from 1.6 million in 2019 to about 800,000 today. Senator Eloise Gomez-Reyes of Colton was frustrated so many remain without water, calling it a human right. Reyes also pressed DeAdamo on tribal and environmental concerns. Those groups accused the board of excluding them from the process for updating the Bay Delta Plan and urged lawmakers to reject her reappointment. DeAdamo detailed the many workshops, hearings, and comment periods when the groups were able to voice their concerns. Despite the outcry, the committee unanimously advanced DeAdamo's nomination. Several farm and wine groups added their support. Western Growers announced on Friday a three-year, $1.5 million partnership with Reservoir Farms to expand testing and development of agriculture robotics and automation technologies for specialty crop growers. The agreement gives Western Growers and members and affiliated startups access to field demonstrations and on-farm trials at Reservoir Farms locations in Salinas, California wine country at a planned Central Valley site. Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia said the partnership will help growers identify workable automation and efficiency solutions to address rising labor and production costs. Reservoir CEO Danny Bernstein said the deal creates, quote, a direct line between the problems growers are facing and the technologies being built to solve them. The cost and availability of fertilizer will be scrutinized at a Senate Ag Committee hearing tomorrow. It's the latest attempt by Washington officials to get a stronger grasp on what's behind higher prices for crop nutrients and how to make the U.S. less reliant on foreign fertilizer markets. The hearing comes amid calls for heightened scrutiny of the industry. Bills have been introduced in Congress to improve fertilizer price transparency. Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden last month said he's met with officials at the Justice and Department and the Federal Trade Commission as a part of a pricing probe of the industry. We know that a lot of farmers have a lot of information that might be relevant to these investigations, Vaden said in a speech on April 13th. He stressed that fertilizer pricing concerns predate war in the Middle East, and that has further driven up fertilizer prices. Separately, Nutrien, the world's largest fertilizer maker, last week posted higher than expected quarterly sales. CF Industries, a top producer of nitrogen fertilizer, also exceeded key estimates in the most recent quarter, fueled by higher prices, according to Oppenheimer analyst Kristen Owen in a note to clients. The nitrogen outlook reflects the significant tightening of global supply, which CF sees remaining through 2027 on conflict-impacted volumes, limited China exports, India import demand, and healthy U.S. corn acreage, Owen said. The Trump administration will appeal a trade court ruling last week that determined a 10% global tariff imposed on most U.S. imports is unlawful, that according to a filing on Friday. The Court of International Trade ruled 2-1 on Thursday that the administration had improperly used a statute used to address balance of payments issues to impose tariffs. The administration is using the temporary measure to keep 10% duties in place while it pivots to alternate tariff authorities after the Supreme Court jettisoned Trump emergency tariffs in February. President Trump has lawfully used the tariff authorities granted to him by Congress to address our balance of payments crisis, White House spokesperson Kush Desai told AgriPulse in an email Friday. He added that the administration, quote, maintains confidence in ultimately prevailing. Although the trade court ruled against the 10% global tariff, the ruling applies only to the plaintiffs in the case. The Liberty Justice Center's Jeff Schwab, who represented two of the plaintiffs in the case, told reporters on Friday that it is, quote, not clear what the ruling will mean for other companies. There could soon be a slew of lawsuits, he said, as companies vie to ensure they are able to receive refunds if the CIT ruling is upheld in the higher courts. Here's today's final word. Our assembly's budget priorities are a direct response to Trump's chaos. That Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas releasing his chamber spending proposal last week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, May 11th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.